Proclamation number 8178 of 15th of May, 1962. Isolation of God's servants through suffering. Recovery. Your earthly task lies in service, which you should fulfill of your own free will. Love should determine you. Love for me or for your neighbor should be the driving force of your will and actions, and then every activity will also be blessed. And if love impels you to serve me, then you can also be certain that I will accept your service, for only then can a blessing sprout from your activity of service, regardless of what kind of activity it is. And if you then offer yourselves to me for work in my vineyard, then you are truly welcome servants to me whom I need and will use where your work is needed. But then the human being may no longer think of himself. He must place himself entirely at my service, and that means complete renunciation of the world. It means a constant dwelling in spiritual spheres, even if the human being is still in the midst of the world, even if he still has to meet earthly requirements, for I myself will then take care of these for him, so that he nevertheless feels free from earthly fetters, that he can dwell in spiritual spheres even if he still lives on earth. You will now also learn to understand why I myself limit the earthly sphere of activity of those who have entered my service. You will learn to understand why I keep them back from the world, why I often isolate a good servant when I need his vineyard work, when I only want him to move in spiritual regions so that he can do all the work. And then you no longer ask about sufferings of various kinds which are imposed on those vineyard laborers who are to fulfill a mission on earth. Rather, you see the evidence precisely in this, that I myself have chosen those servants because I need strong forces, but the world weakens every servant, for it will always hold him back from diligent vineyard work. The world will always somehow interfere and confuse the senses of anyone who wants to serve me and does not completely detach himself from it. Yet you, in turn, should know that I myself determine the extent to which a servant shall serve me. That I myself provide him with strength as long as I require his services, and that I myself also put an end to his activity when his task is fulfilled. And thus my constant supply of strength can also be expected with certainty where this service is obvious to me. For it is I alone who determines life and death. And I alone also know whose services I still need before the end and when his time has come where he now serves me in the spiritual kingdom. But I also know what success his vineyard work will bring me. I know how important this vineyard work is because people live in the time of the end, and therefore I will also promote everything that can result in the salvation of even just one soul. Then my might will also appear again and again, which can also help the sick person to recover again if this enables vineyard work again, which can rescue human souls from the abyss. But then I will work completely hidden so that people will not be forced to believe. But I am always ready with my strength where it is needed. You should only believe that I require your services if they are offered to me in serving love. If you want to help, this will to help will always earn you strength. If serving love drives you to your activity, then the strength is already in you, for love is strength which will always express itself and which also enables you to serve me, for my blessing will rest on every work done for me. And my strength will always fill you when love impels you to serve me and your neighbor, no matter in what activity your service consists. Amen.